Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. We are here on the Sunday of Toronto Comic Con, and we can't go to a convention without doing an interview with our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics.
Hey, Stu, how are you, man? So happy to see you here.
Number 18.
Number 18. I mean, like, wow. I'm honestly calling a producer to have that DVD special collection of like the best moments of. You know?
We might as well give you your own show. You've had the most interviews of anyone else on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
But we always have new stuff to talk about.
Yes. I mean, like, it's always exciting besides anything happens. I'm really happy to see you here. We're enjoying the show. Toronto Comic Con is one of the favorites. I mean, personally, yeah. I love it. It's the right size. It's not so big like Fan Expo, but also it's not too small. So then you got, like, the right size of a show to see and to talk and all the stuff. So it's just fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see you're healthy again. We missed you at the toy show last week.
I know. It's a sad story for me.
Well, yeah, because we see at every one of these shows. You're hardworking, and it was a shock not to walk in and see you at that one.
Yeah.
Especially that one. That's where we first started talking to you in that building.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of weird to see Solid. Oh, photo time.
Good luck.
Now, when you see the photo that is posted on the cover for the podcast, that was just right on that second.
That's our album cover.
Album cover. So, that was a little bit of a shame that I couldn't go last weekend. Yes, I wasn't feeling too well, too good, but then here we are, right? So then enjoying getting ready for Toronto Comic Con. Here we are. I'm happy to see you, everybody. I mean, like, this weekend has been really good because since last weekend I didn't see some of the guys that I normally see on the weekend, then we're here, right? So, yeah.
I can tell you, the of any convention, the Artist Alley is my favorite place to be.
Yeah.
And it took us forever just to get halfway through it because now people know us and they kept stopping to say hi. It was awesome.
Well, that's so cool. That's also that you guys are doing a fantastic job in your field. So then there you go.
We appreciate that.
There you go.
So, I don't know, what can I ask you? It's been a while. Any new products you should pimp right now?
But we are pimping the we have new lanyards. We're trying to go more right now on the marketing side,
and they look good.
They look really nice. Really nice producer from Quebec actually did this for us. We are really happy with the product, so we are kind of like bundle it up with some of the comic books. We have the, of course, 2 weeks ago we have a show in Lindsay. It was a really fun show. I mean, it's a show on Lindsay that you gotta have to have this expectation set for the show. And besides that, I think that was a little bit beyond my own expectations, right? So it was fun to hang out over there. We got a chance to chat with some people that they never been on a Comic-Con like any other show. And it was for the rest of the guys, it was too much fun on Lindsay show. For that show, we did a variant cover for the Dark Blood for Horror Story. We did a variant cover for the Lindsay show. We are doing another one for the Kingston show. So most likely next week you will see some posts and information online about the Kingston Hero Fest variant cover that Studio Comics is working on. It's going to be really fun. We also have a schedule or presentation for the Kitchener Comic Con in 2 weeks. So we'll be there for a day over there, just saying hi to everybody, supporting the fellow local comic book producers and stores. And of course, coming soon, we are going to be developing more about the Cambridge Comics. Right?
I was about to ask you because you made the announcement a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was psyched because I loved that show last year.
Well, you guys are more than welcome to come back
as well
any other people that they're interested, any other artists that they're interested in attending the show, send us an email. It's on a Facebook page as Cambridge Comics Arts Festival. So then you can find that page over there on the, give it a search on on Facebook, and then you will be able to find it. And you send us a message, and then we'll keep you updated. And when the registration is going to start for the show, remember Cambridge. This CCAF, to make it easy. The CCAF, it's a show that is dedicated to the comic book creators. We're not on the mass market. We're not on the major leagues. This is a show that is more dedicated for that convenience between the artists and be there. Feel comfortable on a show.
Yeah. Oh, I've been telling so many people about that show since last year. It's such a great time. Is it going to be in the library again?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
fantastic.
Yes. So then, like, the good thing about the library, and then I hope Sandra can hear about this, but the main thing about the library is, like, it seems like in a few years now, if it's not this year, I mean, in a couple of years, they will have a new location.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so then they're getting one of the historical buildings in Cambridge, and they're kind of like fixing it to make sure that the library have a new location, have an extended location. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. That's really cool.
One of the best libraries I've ever been in my whole life, too. For real. That's great.
Yeah, that's quite fun. I mean, I love the place. I love the site. I mean, I love working with that people at that location. Yeah. Any other location in Cambridge, they're so nice. They're really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely in, and we will spread the word, and I can probably find you some more artists and stuff for it.
Oh, that's thank you very much.
Oh, no,
and I will be happy. And then, of course, I cannot pass the opportunity to mention that. The Geekery, right?
Yes.
The
today, Geekery. We're going to make an announcement right here and now. You've been kind enough to say you're going to come back for the Civil War Geekery Con.
Yes. Let's do the comeback to the Civil War. I love it. Photo. So, that was the second photo. So, we're going to select the second photo of that one, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm coming back to the Geekery. I love the show. It's one of my favorites, if you want to call it, like, on the whole circuit.
Yeah.
The Geekery Con, especially because it's one of the few restaurants that is solely dedicated to actually have a geek theme on.
Yeah.
And well done, right?
Yeah.
And I like it. I think they're doing fantastic. To the owners of the restaurant, I send them my big cheer, because it's a great job, the one that you guys are doing over there. And also, if you guys are in the area, please go. Of course, don't drink and drive, okay? But please go over there, and in the drinks specialty menus, if I'm not mistaken,
you're right,
you can find a fantastic drink that is called the Nike Spike. When I read about that, I was just like, I couldn't believe it. You can go and drink some Nike Spikes.
That's right.
It has Sambuca, if I'm not mistaken. It has, Sambuca, I think, rum. It's a mixture. Honestly, I personally recommend it. I haven't tried it. Right, I was trying it out at home, trying to make the combination, but then I haven't tried it myself yet, the one that they serve at the Geekery, but I know it's just fantastic.
That's right.
And if you guys are out the area, visit the Geekery Con, go over there, go for a nice bike.
Have a
nice bike. Please, have a nice bike.
And your art is all over the walls of that place, too.
Yay!
Speaking of Civil War, you psyched for the movie at all?
Yes.
And who would you choose, Cap or Iron Man?
It's a hard call, though. It's a tough call for me, especially because I think I will be going. Sorry, photo. That's shoot number three, okay? So then you know when, I'm telling you live, when the photos are happening, so then you get used to that. I think I will go with, Spider-Man and Iron Man, you know. Probably with Iron Man.
Right.
So that would be my team.
Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, I ran into Symbiote Spider-Man yesterday, who was from the Cambridge show.
Yeah, well, he was as Iron Man. Has a big suit on Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen him unmasked, so he came up to me and went, hey, like, oh, Spider-Man, cool.
Yeah, that's a really cool guy, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have the chance, following him on Instagram, I think it's Symbiote Spider X. or something like that.
So, yeah.
I don't really remember the name, but it's something like that. Or come to my Instagram and then go through his Studio Comics.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you finish Heroes Reborn?
Yes, I finished it. Sadly, I want to say that good things.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to let it go, right? It's not like Homer holding that sandwich, right? That it's my sandwich. It's not going to go anywhere, right? So you have to let it go, right? So then I personally love the series. I think that I'm letting it go now. I'm going to let him live nicely and forever. Now this time around, I love the first three seasons. Then now here's one. And then I will say, leave it like that.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I love it so much to say just there.
And we can bow our heads and say goodbye to Noah Bennett.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the last pillar of the actual, what it was like, the point between the two series, the old one and the new one, if you want to call it somehow.
Yeah.
It's gone. So then now, there. That's it. All done. Please, if you can hear me, if you care, if you want to hear me, please leave it like that.
And that's coming from a hero super fan.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I'm a huge fan. I mean, I love this series. I totally love it. I really like to see some stuff, but there's some stuff that you have to let it be as it is, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like Lord of the Rings type of thing, right? The Hobbit, so just like that, just leave it like that, don't move it, right? Kind of like, I don't know, Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, we won't get me started on Spider-Man.
Kind of like Batman, per se, you have Batman, just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Just don't move anything else.
Yeah. Nice.
Don't move. Well, what do you think of Spider-Man, by the way?
Well, the 2 seconds we saw of him, the costume looked fine. I'm not real on board with a kid playing him. I was happy with the last guy.
Is it?
Yeah. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
I was okay with him. Like, have some continuity with those. If Marvel's in charge of them now, have some continuity. Bring the old guy back. I don't think we need a little kid Spider-Man running around.
Yeah.
With apparently huge ties to Tony Stark now.
Oh, okay. Well, kind of like follow the story at that point. But.
Yeah.
But I want to say, on a personal note, I kind of like that little winky eyes.
I like the whole costume. Is awesome. I love that.
If the guy keeps the costume on and doesn't take it off for any, like the mask on, and like it doesn't take it off for anything, like the mask, I'm happy. I want to see the guy's face. I don't care.
I will tell you, being a huge comic book fan my whole life, the thing that I enjoyed more than that in the trailer was Ant-Man and Hawkeye's arrows.
Yes.
Because we've seen that so many times over the years.
Yes. I mean, like, I think that, you know what? Honestly, I think that there's more in the movie that is going to bring the movie better. Yeah. I think that telling too much about, like, Spider-Man showing up in the trailers and
Yeah, we were talking to Steeble about this the other day. They should have just saved Spider-Man for the movie. Leave him out of the trailer. Bigger surprise.
Yes. But you know what? You got to understand that you have to build more of that hype, especially for the fans, right? Especially for the fans, that they read the series and they know about what's going to happen at some point. But anyways, I think that it's good that they show it, fine, but I think that movie has some more to offer on top of Spider-Man, right? So then there's more stuff to offer. Let's see if this story fits well. Let's see if they do a good job. Let's check everything out on that regard. To be honest, I'm a little bit more excited to watch Superman versus Batman.
Yes. Coming out this week, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think that, believe it or not, I'm more excited to watch that movie than the Civil War
I mean, at this point, me too.
Yeah. So then we'll see. Like, I'm totally like checking to see which one is the my favorite character in that regard, right? So I like it.
That's cool. So if you ever make a Night Spike movie, leave him out of the trailer. leave it as a surprise, or you know.
If I ever make a Night Spike movie, the first thing that I will show, just bail itself, right?
There you go.
And then right at the end, Spike. So,
that's fine.
So remember, like, whoever wants to play Spike on a movie, you won't be shown on the actual shown on the actual trailer, but you will be throughout the movie. Okay,
that's right. Ty Templeton just walked by.
Hey, Ty, how are you?
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes.
Wearing a Wolverine jacket.
There you go.
Dude, thank you for number 18.
Hey, you guys, like always, happy to see you around here. Geek a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm happy. We are now towards number 19. Which, coming right up.
We should probably get that in at Civil War GeekeryCon.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yes, I love it. And then, please, check out that event. Don't miss it. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks,
so many
man.
Surprises for that event.
Thanks, man. And thanks for being part of that. And thanks for, like, thinking of us for Cambridge, you guys.
Hey, not a problem. Always happy.
All right, man. Have a great rest of the con, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you guys later.
Thanks, man.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.